How we doing?
So what's your weigh in at?
6'6",
298.
Which one? A little under what I was expected. I have to get my weight back for pro day.
Before you play heavy?
I played around 309.
Most of us have trouble keeping weight off. Do you have trouble getting weight off?
Yeah, it fluctuates, but you know, just sticking with my diet, and that shouldn't be a problem. No, really, I did come down here, and I came down with the stomach virus, so I had a little problem with that, but I'll be back up in no time. Yeah, they're still monitoring me, and I'll probably still be doing the field work tomorrow. I didn't do the bench press.
You're not doing it here?
No, I'm doing it in my pro day, which is going to be March 28th.
I'm from St. Louis.
Oh, yeah? It was a good experience. I mean, it's a couple hours away, but, you know, my parents and family came down for quite a few games a year. I think I made the right choice, no regrets, and I always going to be a no.
When you play in a program like that, how does it prepare you? How much of an advantage is it?
A big advantage. I mean, they always have a pipeline of putting guys in the league. You know, the coaches are there, top of the notch, top of the line. They know what they're talking about. And they're going to push you to be the best player you can be.
Big stage, in terms of that, was it everything you expected?
Oh, yeah, all that and more. You know, all the tradition, the winning streak they have, and the high expectation bar they always set, and it's never lowered. They're always going to push you to be and play Florida State football.
Now, you played with Winston, James Winston.
I did. I was there. Yes, sir.
What was that?
It was an honor to play with him. One of a kind. One of the most intelligent football players I've been around, you know, just a great guy as well.
How about people blocking for
Coach? You didn't need to do much blocking for Dalvin. I mean, he's a great, great running back. You know, sticks from the ground and go vertical, and you might not catch him.
How about your own game? Do you prefer pass blocking, run blocking?
As a lineman, you know, we like to be on the goal line. It's a game of inches, and, you know, just get that push to get that touchdown.
So run blocking.
That's a run blocker.
How about your pass blocking?
It's fairly well. You know, there's always room for improvement. I always find things in my game that I can critique and make better.
Play primarily on the left side, correct?
Yeah, correct.
You have the versatility to move around at all. Could you play on the right side?
I mean, if the coaches want me to play right side, I won't have any objections. I'll go over to play right tackle.
Talk about what went into your decision to come out here.
You know, just plenty of thought and prayer and talk with my family. And just overall, I made the decision to come out and pursue my dream of becoming a professional football player.
It's supposedly not a great year for tackles. Did that factor in?
It had quite a little factor, but, you know, it just came down to what I believed and just, again, like pursuing my dream. And I thought I paid my dues at Florida State, and that was the right time for a step up in my life.
So, 31 starts in a row, that's a fair amount of experience?
Yes, sir. I don't think I have.
Why Florida State of Marines rather choose to shovel
driveways
for money?
I did used to show that. You know, just good recruitment, and you know, the good weather, of course. But you know, it was a great program there, both athletically and academically. You know, I haven't made a wrong decision yet with them, and I highly support them, and they support me. You know, Coach Fisher and Coach Trigg and the whole entire coaching staff has always had my back through thick and thin. They always coach me to be the best player I could be, and I can ask for nothing more.
Think your days are over, shoveling
driveways? It depends on where I'm going to be in this next coming fall, winter, where I'll be. I might be shoveling your driveway or something.
The Patriots have drafted a couple of your fellow offensive linemen. Have they had any fun yet?
I've been talking to them. I talk to them every blue moon, but, you know, they always say it's a grind. You know, it doesn't get any easier, but they're still having fun with it. I mean, in Hazelwood Central, there was a really base fundamental team. You know, they always built from the ground up. Every day we work on our steps and things and hat placement. And that's where it all starts, from the ground up. So that's one of the things we really focused on, and it's got me this far.
Were your parents able to come for a lot of your games?
Most of my games, probably 4 or 5 a year.
Do
I mean, I enjoyed the process. I had plenty of fun with it. It took a lot of factors to win which school was perfect for me. A lot of schools, and they all had a lot to offer. And I think I made the right decision with Florida State, though.
Did it come down to Ohio State?
Ohio State and Florida State and Alabama. Yeah, I mean, training this far after withdrawing and entering for league, I've been working both right and left tackle. You know, it's not different. I mean, of course, muscle memory at the left tackle, but if I have to adapt and change, I'll be open and willing to do so. Phoenix, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona at the Exos facility.
And great news, Tom Cotton.
Yes, sir.
Anyone you talked to prepared you for what to expect in this pre-draft process?
I mean, yeah, like all the guys that's been in these shoes before from Florida State and all around. It just, they always say it's a fun process to do. You know, it's always about business, but, you know, it's just once-in-a-lifetime thing that not everybody invited to, and I'm just so blessed to be here. And I'm going to make the most of it.
Is this as you
did these interviews? Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is. And it's a lot. It's not as fun as recruitment. I mean, they really grill you in those interviews just to make sure where your head's at and what kind of person you are and things like that. But it's all for the best.
And this time you don't get to pick that
late. That's right. The tables have turned.
any oddball question that comes from
that? No, I mean, I heard all the kind of, because I got my interviews tonight, but usually those questions would be weird, and just see where your heads are. Like, guys I've been rooming with and talking around have been asked, like, how long can you go without blinking your eyes, and would you rather be a cat or a dog, all kind of funny questions, just to see what kind of person you are, I guess.
That didn't cause you to look in the mirror and see how long you
have. No, not me. You know, just of course, first and foremost, to have fun out the combine, but, you know, to show teams that you're athletic, you can move and have the skill sets to be a lineman, and we'll showcase that in the drills tomorrow, and, you know, you can just bend and move and be versatile. Yes, sir.
Do you think that's maybe your strong suit?
I believe so. I've talked to Trey every blue moon as well. You know, he's played for the Patriots. And I said, he said it's a grind up there, of course, playing for the Patriots. But, you know, he's always having fun with the game. You know, I did. I had an informal interview with him today. Yes. Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I'm just having fun with the whole entire process. I mean, we did have a rough start, but it's not about how you start, but how you finish. And I think as the year progressed, we had a better camaraderie and way of doing things. Oh, that has a factor into it.